Commitments made at past G8 summits have not always come to fruition, and the change in the global economic climate has made it hard for some developed nations to keep their commitments. But at the Food and Nutrition Summit held ahead of the G8, over $4 billion in pledges was made for funding to address global food security. The one organization said it will be monitoring the progress of the commitments made at this summit to find out if they are actually being met. Ben Leo is the Global Policy Director for ONE.
Groups like the ONE campaign actively monitor how G8 leaders and governments actually follow through. So we do a series of accountability reports that look at a range of issues, agriculture, health, transparency, and overall development assistance levels. So there are a number of groups that we'll be watching. So when words are delivered, action must follow. And the G8 will be held accountable for actually delivering on that afterwards. So we will be watching very closely in the coming months and years to see that what was delivered this weekend will actually be truly delivered.
Leo said it's more than making a pledge and keeping it. It's about providing people with the proper tools to get themselves out of poverty. For example, he said his organization has been working hard over the past couple of years to bring smallholder farmers, who are mostly women, to the forefront.
The G8's new Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition is continuing to expand the number of countries that are participating in that. And Nigeria was just added along with two others. So with the G8 supporting private investment that is sensitive to these women smallholder farmers, a lot can actually happen. But we hope that we will see greater targeting of interventions.
Leo named food storage and access to markets as opportunities for companies to help play a role in addressing the many aspects of the food chain. Nora O'Connell, Public Policy and Advocacy Director for Save the Children, said that nutrition plays a vital role in creating a sustainable global economy.
New research actually just came out from the Lancet Medical Journal last week that actually says that nutrition is critical to child survival, and in fact, the numbers have gone up, that malnutrition is a leading cause for 45% of child deaths worldwide. But what does that have to do with economic growth? And I think, how is this linked to this broader agenda? And I think that's really embodied in this summit that David Cameron and the government of Brazil with the Children's Investment Fund Foundation hosted last Saturday in London. And I think it's that link between nutrition and economic growth that is really links it to this broader agenda.
O'Connell said a report recently released by Save the Children documented that children who do not receive proper nutrition during their first 1,000 days from conception to age 2 are 20% less likely to be literate than children who have the right nutrition.
What that means is those children don't do as well in school. They have about 20% less earnings as adults, and economies can have up to 3% less GDP as a cost of this.
Marie Brill, Executive Director of ActionAid USA, pointed out the importance of how tax havens can be turned into revenue to help cure hunger.
We could have an incredible gain for food security at this G8 if there's concrete action that's taken to cut down on tax dodging and to address tax havens. That would leverage a tremendous amount of resources that could be applied to addressing food security by supporting women smallholder farmers, access to land, increased investment in nutrition, and a whole host of different social services that would actually really address the root causes of hunger.
Africa, a continent rich in mineral resources, has always been a topic at the forefront of the G8 summits. Ian Gary, Senior Policy Manager of Extractive Industries at Oxfam, said as a result of the UK government's focus, world leaders will be taking a closer look at how to better use Africa's and other regions' oil and mineral resources at this summit.
More than 1.5 billion people live on less than $2 a day in resource-rich countries, and a key to unlocking that wealth and reducing corruption and mismanagement is transparency. And so what we're expecting is a strong statement from the G8 leaders that mandatory disclosure requirement for payments that these companies make should be a global standard.
So far, Gary said they have seen good progress in this area. For example, the U.S. already has such a law. The Dodd-Frank Act requires all companies that report to the U.S. Stock Exchange to disclose their payments. Also, he said this week, the European Parliament approved a similar measure And the Canadian Prime Minister said he would support mandatory disclosure. So there will be an important emphasis on transparency at this G8 summit, as well as a strong focus on unlocking the resources that lie deep within the earth for development purposes. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from Washington.